The Middle East peace process is a special issue for Norway, this month's president of the Security Council. The country brokered the Oslo Accords almost 30 years ago. In fact, Norway's ambassador, Mona Juul, sitting behind the foreign minister who chaired the meeting, played an instrumental role in mediation at the time. The UN envoy, Tor Wennesland, is also a Norwegian, and he reacted to the latest Israeli action. 15 members of a family in Sheikh Jarrah, a Palestinian neighbourhood in East Jerusalem, were dragged from their home. It was then demolished just hours before the Security Council meeting.
I still remain concerned by the potential eviction of a number of Palestinian families from homes they have lived in for decades in Sheikh Jarrah and Sinwar neighbourhoods of East Jerusalem, and the risk that such actions pose for escalating violence. I call on Israeli authorities to end the displacement and evictions of Palestinians in line with its obligation under international law.
Israel's ambassador to the UN brought a large rock to the Security Council meeting, saying it was a Palestinian terrorist weapon. A Palestinian diplomat later remarked to me, perhaps our side should bring a fighter jet next time to show the weapons the Israelis use. Outside the council chamber, I asked the Israeli ambassador to explain his government's actions in Sheikh Jarrah.
In regards to what you asked me about the supposed evictions, again, Israel is a law-abiding country. We have a very respected and responsible and independent legal system.
Well, you don't abide by UN Security Council resolutions. That's international law.
Our legal system is respected internationally, and our courts are, as I said, independent.
Norway had called this as a ministerial meeting of the Security Council to refocus attention on one of the world's longest-standing conflicts. COVID is clearly a factor, but out of the 15 council members, only Ghana and Norway itself sent their foreign ministers.
The Palestinian foreign minister was not critical of that, but when he spoke to reporters, he did express his disappointment at the Biden administration. In the first year in office, he'd hoped the new president would have done more to restart diplomacy. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.